Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Dalet, four lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Beis. Previously, the Gemara discussed the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which stated there was a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon if smicha zakenim, it means the smicha that is done on the Rosh Pahelm Darshal Tiba, has to be with three members of the Sanhedrin or with five members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah in Yerushalayim. Our Gemara brought a brisa that stated smicha smicha zakenim begimel. Rabbi Yechon explained that the brisa is teaching us that not only is smicha zakenim on the Pahelm Darshal Tiba begimel, but the process of giving smicha to a Talmud and making him into a Rebbe, that is also done b'shloisha. Is machlekes rishonim, if when we say that there's a requirement for three, do all three have to have smicha, or would it suffice if only one had smicha and the other two did not have smicha? And lemaisa, from the fact that the Braisa brought it down in one case and stated smicha, smicha, sakenim begimel, it's mashma that all three had to have smicha. And our Gemara ended off where Rav Ashi stated that the way to do smicha is kali Rebbe and v'yavle rishusel. And our Gemara now continues, B'chadli Samach, we stated that there's a requirement to have three in order to be Samach someone. How can you say that one would not suffice? But Rabbi Yehuda Rav, but Rabbi Yehuda stated the name of Rav, Baram Zachar Yisrael Shel Toiv, they should remember this person for good. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bab Shmoy, this Lashon that Rav brings down is based on the Lashon of Zechat Tzadik Levracha. Rav tells us, Shel Malihu Nishtachu Dine Knossos B'Yisrael, that if not for Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, then the Dine Knossos would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara asked, how can you say it would have been forgotten? Negrusinu, let him learn the Dine Knossos. The Gemara continues and explains, and we continue on Daf Yudal and Aleph, and the butler Dine Knossos in Yisrael, if not for Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, there would have been bittul on the Dine Knossos in Klal Yisrael. And as Rashi states, the Kim in the Lekka Smicha butler, since there would have been an end to Smicha, and since in order to judge Dine Knossos, there's a requirement for the person to have Smicha, therefore, Mamelu, there would be a bittul of Dine Knossos in Klal Yisrael. And Ayin Rosh, then not only are we referring to Dine Knossos, but this wouldn't include all other dinim that require smicha. The Gemara continues with the story, Shapam Achas, Gazu Machas Rishog Zir al Yisrael, that there was one time where there was a Zir and Klal Yisrael from the Roman government, Shekola Semech Yiharig, that anyone that gives smicha should be killed, Bechol Nismech Yiharig, and the person that receives smicha will also be killed, the Eir Shesemchim Batei Chariv, and the city where the smicha process took place will be destroyed, Metchum Shesemchim Behen Yaakru, and the 2,000 Amis surrounding the city will also be uprooted. So Ma'asar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba wanted to continue smicha. And what did he do? So he went and sat between two large mountains. They knew the Romans could not root. And between two large cities, and was right between the Trumi Shabbos. And therefore, he wasn't within 2,000 amis of any city. And he was Ben Usha Shafram between the cities of Usha and Shafram. The And he gave smicha to five zakenim. And these are the five zakenim that he gave smicha to. Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua, Rabbi Avi Yosef, Avraham Nechemya. And Rabbi Avi added a six, and he added Rabbi Nechemya, Kivin Shekiu Oyveim Ben, and once the enemies found out, and they were makir, Omelahen, he said to his Talmidim, Bonai, my children, Reitzu, you should run away, and at least you will be saved, and you will not be killed. Omeloy, and they said back to him, Rebbe, Matei Alecha, what will happen to you? Omelahen, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba responded, Reini Mutal Lefneim, Ke'evin She'im Lehevchim, that I will stay in front of them like a stone that can't be overturned, and this way I'll at least be able to save you. Omeloy, and we have a Kabbalah, Yehuda ben Baba stood his ground, and Lemaisa, Roman soldiers pierced his body with 300 iron spears, and his body ended up like a sieve. And Lemaisa, we see from here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba himself gave smicha, even though there weren't three Talmidei Chachamim, he was still able to confer smicha. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Achrinei Havu Bahadei, that certainly Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba had two other people together with him, and the reason why we don't mention them is because of the cover of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, because he was so much more chashuv than the other two. And some bring Rai from here. We see regarding smicha, there's only a requirement to have one person that's a samach, and the other two do not have to be smuchin, as if they had to be smuchin, then l'chir we would have mentioned them. But others say that certainly, even though all three were smuchin, but even so, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was that much more chashuv, and therefore we only mentioned Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. And it could be when the Gemara states, Mishum kvayd Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, not necessarily because of the chashivas of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, but it's because he actually gave up his life for the smicha, and therefore we give him the covered. We specifically mention only Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Samchi, the how can you say Rabbi Meir was given smicha by Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, but Rabbi Bab Chana, Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Bab Chana stated the name Rabbi Yechon, Kalim Rabbi Meir, Le Samchi, Rabbi Kiva, in Al Toya, that anyone that states that Rabbi Kiva did not give smicha to Rabbi Meir is surely making a mistake. And the Gemara answers, Samchi Rabbi Kiva, like Kiblu, Samchi Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, the Kiblu, that in the Chanam, Rabbi Kiva gave smicha to Rabbi Meir, but the Maisa, they weren't Mekabu Rabbi Meir. Rameya, as at that point he was too young, and then Rabbi Yehuda ben Babo gave smicha to Rameya, and they were makabel Rameya as a Rebbe, as Rashi states, v'lekiblu l'fisha dayin hayabachar, as at that time he was still a bachar. The Gemara continues, Amr Bishum Levi in smicha b'chutz la'aretz, there's no smicha b'chutz la'aretz, and the Gemara asks, my in smicha, what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi mean when he states in smicha b'chutz la'aretz? Elaimen d'le denin and dina klasu b'chutz la'aretz, even if you gave someone smicha in Eretz Yisrael, it won't help in chutz la'aretz, as l'maisa we can't judge dina klasu's in chutz la'aretz. But Tnan, but the Maaseh, the Mishnah, Maseches Makis teach us Sanhedrin Noheges Bein Baretz Bein Chutz La'aretz, that the Sanhedrin could paskin both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. And the Mishnah over there is discussing Din Nefashos, and it teaches us that Din Nefashos could be judged in Chutz La'aretz. And if Din Nefashos could be judged in Chutz La'aretz, then certainly Din Nefashos could be judged in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, the Gemara explains El Vlei Sabchin Mechutz La'aretz. Rabbi Shuv Ben Levi is teaching us that someone can confer smicha while they're in Chutz La'aretz. And Rabbeinu Chananel states El Gashhein as Sanhedrin Mechutz La'aretz Lo Samchi Afilu Baretz, that if the Sanhedrin is in Chutz La'aretz, not only can't they give smicha to someone that's in Chutz La'aretz, but they can't even give smicha to someone that's in Eretz Yisrael. And as the Gemara continues, Pshita, Soimchim Chutz La'aretz, Vin Esmachim Baretz, Harmin and Deloi, if the person that's giving smicha is in Chutz La'aretz, and the person that's receiving smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, certainly since the one that's giving the smicha is in Chutz La'aretz, certainly smicha would not work. And as Rashi explains, Imbede Bavel, Noisim Shus, La'echot Shavar Yisrael, Lodin Krasais, Harmar and Deloi, Ein Smicha B'chutz La'aretz, Bekivin Diyava Gabon Hachalim, Mitzin L'mismuchay, since even if the Talmud would be right Rebbe, the Rebbe can't give smicha to the Talmud while they're in Chutz La'aretz together, and Kolshkein Hechad Leis Gabon, then certainly when the Talmud is not with the Rebbe, certainly he can't give smicha to him, and even though the Talmud is in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara is, El Semchim Ba'aretz Vin Esmachim B'chutz La'aretz Mai, let's say that the ones that want to give smicha are in Eretz Yisrael, however the Talmud is in Chutz La'aretz, what would be the halacha? And Rashi explains the two studim as Mi Mahani Kilu Isi Gabei B'sha Smicha U'matzal Meidim B'chutz La'aretz. We say that since the one that was giving smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, therefore the smicha would work. This Talmud that now has smicha could judge Dinin Krasis in Chutz La'aretz. We Dilma, or do we say Kim Delesa Gabayu B'sha Smicha Loim Hanilei, that since this Talmud is not by the Rebbe at the time of smicha, so therefore the smicha would not work? If you Rashi, it seems that this question would even be a question if a Rebbe is in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmud is also in Eretz Yisrael, but he's not by the Rebbe at the point of smicha, and would smicha work if he's not in front of him? The Gemara continues and will bring a raya from two stories with Rabbi Yechron. As Tashmad, Rabbi Yechron had mitzdar led Rabbi Shimon ben Abba d'leiv gabay l'lispuchei. Rabbi Yechron was mitzdar that Rabbi Shimon ben Abba was not next to him, and therefore he couldn't give him smicha. And therefore you see that the only way that you could give smicha to someone is only if they're next to you. And even though there's no requirement for actual smicha to actually put your hands on top of your Talmud, the Maisa, the Rebbe and Talmud have to be together. Similarly, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud v'chadi yimei, Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud and one person that was together with him, umanu Rabbi Yenison ben Achmai, v'amrilon, some say it was Rabbi Yenison ben Achmai, v'chadi yimei, umanu Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud, v'chadi havi gabayu samchu, the Maisa, the one that was together with Rabbi Yechron, Rabbi Yechron was zaymach, however, v'chadi levi gabayu le samchu, the one that was not with Rabbi Yechron, Rabbi Yechron was not able to give smicha to. And in Mepharshim, we discussed the lechir, why don't we bring a raya from the story that we previously had where Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, they put himself in danger in order to be samech his talmidim, and lechir, if you could do smicha, even shalei b'faneim, so then lechir, he could have just given him smicha, and he wouldn't have put himself in danger, ayin sham. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Chanina v'Rab Hoshia, havakam shtak Rabbi Yechon mizbechinu, Rabbi Yechon was trying to give smicha to Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Hoshia, and as Rashi says, on daf lamed beis, mishtaked is b'tzapa u'mechaza v'sheikel l'semchai, Rabbi Yechon was putting a lot of effort in order to try to be samech Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Hoshia. However, le'ev mistayim milsa, as l'maisa, although there were times Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Hoshia were together with Rabbi Yechon, but every time that they were together, he didn't have another two people in order to have three that would be able to give them smicha. And as Rashi says, le'ev mistayim milsa k'shahayu etzlo le'ev mitzishtayim shi'stafu imel l'semchai, but not plus a b'inon, and l'chir it's mashma that we need three smuchin, as otherwise he could have just taken any two talmid chamim or any two people and put them together with him and give a smicha. Have come in star tuva, and Rabbi Yechon was very disturbed. However, Amulei, they said to him, Lein star mad, ishnafil bid, that nam in the base Eli kasinon, since we are descendants from the house of Eli, therefore we're not going to be zeicha to have smicha. The Rav Shmuel ben Achman, Amar Rabbi Yenison, minayin she'in ismach le base Eli, that the descendants of base Eli will not be zeicha to have smicha. Shenemen, as the Pasuk states, in Shmuel Aleph, v'bad tetzor me'ovim b'chol ashiyete v'es Yisrael, v'lo yizokim b'beisro kol yomim, and Rabbi Yenison medayik, ma'yizokim, that when the Pasuk says that there won't be an older person in the house of Eli all the days, so what is it referring to? Eli mezakim mamish, if it means an older person, v'aksiv, but we already know that the Pasuk in Shmuel Al states, v'ishlei achvitzilcha me'im mizbechi l'chalei sasei necha v'la'adus v'nashdecha v'chol ma'abis beis Yischol Yumusu Anoshim. As Rashi states, Kishibun L'chlal Anoshim Ben Shmoyna Esrei Shana, that when they get to the point when they consider Anoshim, which is 18 years old, they already have died, and therefore Lamalim Hedu Michtavei, why would have to say that they won't be a Zakein, as certainly there won't be older people if they're all dying by 18. Therefore, El Smicha, so when the Pasuk states, Lo Yizakim Mibesel Kal Yomim, Navi is teaching us that the house of Eli will not be Zecha to Smicha. And Rashi is bothered that L'chira, since they won't live past 18, then certainly they won't have Smicha, as we won't give Smicha to someone that's so young. And therefore Rashi explains, Shafil Chachama Bon Chal Zikna, that even if there will be Chachamim that will actually get older, could go in Ali Dei Teru Gmilz Chasadim, and as we know that Teru is Megan, and Gmilz Chasadim is Megan, Kanaminim Rosh Hashanah, and as the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah teaches us, Binagei Abayin Rava, Bezevach Mincha in Miskapa, of Miskapa who Beteru Vimilz Chasadim, Mikol Mokam Lei Teru Zikna Aleim, Lias Ruim Sanhedrin, but even so, they won't be Zecha to be called Zekinim, and to receive Smicha, and be part of the Sanhedrin. And Rabbeinu Chanana, Rabbi Chanana, Rabbi Hoshia, Midi Beis Eli Kasi, Lefikach Leis Demichu, Siv Lei Zakim Beischa, Vein Zakin El Samu Bishiva Shalai Tisol, the Rav Abayin Beis Eli Kasi, Bahavarish Mesifta Bebubble, even though they were Rashivas in Bubble, however, Vein Niku Zakin Samuch El Bishiva Shalai Tisol, the only way that you consider Samuch is only if you're Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Rab Zeir Havim Metam Mulis Bechei, Rab Zeir was hiding out in order that people would not give him Smicha, based this on the following, the Amr Abulazal, Lo'ilim Havikav Vilkayim, that a person should make sure that he remains in Onav, and as Rashi says, they should be awful, he should be dark, and Rashi and Daf Tzadik Beis states, have a kabel, have a onav, you should be in onav, v'tichya, kabel, loshin awful, atzei atzmecha awful, v'shafel. And as Rashi states in Argumar, v'kayim, v'tichya, klema, hachik min arbonish, and mekaberis avspalea, which we see in the Mishnah Mesechtes Avos, and Mesechtes Pesachim. However, the Gemara tells us, kivin nishamel hadam Rabbi Elazar, once he heard a second member of Rabbi Elazar himself, that stated, in on the oil l'gdula, elim kim meichle akal vin esav, that a person is not oil l'gdula, unless the meichle all of his averis, am tzilei anafshe, then he made himself available and he actually tried to receive smicha. And the Maisa could be that if he wouldn't have heard the second member and the second member wouldn't have been in the name of Rabbi Elazar himself, then he would have said that the chaylik. However, since it's actually from Rabbi Elazar himself, then he said that we have to explain, although certainly there is a danger of becoming a rav, and as we stated, hachik min harbanah shem kaber says balel. However, lemaisa we see the great tzchus of becoming a rav as lemaisa it's meich le'akal v'nesav. The Gemara continued, kisimchul Rab Zeira, when he was saying Rab Zeira, sharu lehachi, they sang for him the following stanzas, which is a similar song that they used to sing for a kala. They sang, even though he doesn't have eye makeup, and he doesn't have any face makeup, and he doesn't have rouge, and he didn't dye his hair, or some explained that he didn't make his hair into braids, and even so he exudes grace, and as Rashi says, Shir hu l'kala na, shamal eschein b'lei kishot. Gemara continued, kisamchul Rab Ami v'Rab Asi, shalu hachi, when they gave smicha to Rab Ami and Rab Asi, they would sang as follows. As we know, Rab Ami and Rab Asi were Talmid Rab Yechron, and L'chorah means that Rab Yechron gave smicha to Rab Ami and Rab Asi, and at that point they sang as follows, kol mundin, smicha lano, that anyone that's similar to Rab Ami and Rab Asi, and as such a novim, then we should give smicha to, but lay tismichu lano, lay misamitim, lay misamisin, v'ami lo, lay michamisim, lay mitumisin. And Rashi explains, kol mundin, kol kama elu, chiyetzben, hayismichu lano, shuruyum heil smicha. And Rashi explains the first three lashonis of samisin, samitin, chamisin. Regarding tumisin, Rashi states, lo yisparish. However, Rashi explains, samisin, lashon avchonim, it's a lashon of people that turn things over, kamay sarasin mikro, misayfulu reishoy, shemahapnas time in a Torah, that they turn over, they explain the Torah improperly, and samitin, lashon samritut, claim a shein nasin, tam hogan l'divrayim, they don't give proper reasoning for their words, chamisin, chamsonim, that they steal and chap, shemayin malay mit time in a Torah, and they don't tell us the reasons for the Torah. And Rashi, misayfulu ksubis, that brings chamisin, oimim chamish satam, that they only give over 20% of their reasoning. Some explain that it comes from a lashon of a fifth, and it means that they only learn a fifth of the mesechta, and they don't really know the entire subject matter, and they still paskin. And Ayin Masha, who brings this pshat, and he says that nowadays we still have this problem that people don't learn a full mesechta. Gemara continues. When Ravo was going from the yeshiva to the house of the Caesar, as the Meister Ravo was mekur to the Caesar's home, nafki metronisa the Beit Kesa umesharin lei. So one of the princesses from the house of the Caesar went out and started singing regarding Ravo as follows. You are the prince of your nation, you're the speaker and you're Madig Hador. And Rashi says, Hashem Shay Panis Vikar Lumachas, and Betina Dunahira, Hashem Shay Godabunai, as since he was also very handsome, Kalamina Basaychs of Pilim, as the Gemara Mesach Bamatia teaches us, Shufidar Vo, Mein Shufidar Bechon, Mein Shufidar Yakovinu. And she ended, Baruch Mesecha, Baruch Be'echa, your coming should be with a blessing. Before we continue, Yad Ramah points out, Lekach v'leishar v'lepirchas v'yalas chayin, kach v'zera, afal pisha yitznua, v'leihoy misna b'mabusha noyin, midoysa m'yafinoysay, that even though Rav Zera was a tznua, and then beautify himself by dressing very fancily, he still had great midos, and that gave him his beauty. The Yad Ramah explains, le'misar misim, comes from Lashon sari misim, k'lechsiv v'yisim v'lov sari misim, v'loy misar mitim, sarim shamatan sadin, v'loy mechamisim, chamsonim, shechamsim, menim, shabnei adam, v'loy metumisim, yesh emim, makichomers. They didn't want to have a Rebbe that was bitter like a specific type of spice. Ayin Ritva, Mesechtes Ksubis, on Daf Yudzayin, where he explains, Baruch Mesech L'Sholim, Pirish Rashi, Baruch Be'ech L'Sholim, and Ritva states, V'loy nehirud le'shayach bracha al gufa shalbiya, l'kach pirish ri, Baruch HaMivyech L'Sholim, u'brach l'Hashem Yisparach, shaviyo b'sholim, that's Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he brought him here b'sholim. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that stayed there, Arifas Egle B'Shleisha, Divrei Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Imed B'Chamisha, Ayin Tap Taisis on Amid, who explains, Arif Lav Dafka is not talking about actually performing the Maisa of Egle Arufa as the Medida Hu to Havi B'Gimel. The only requirement to have three of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla is only in regard to measuring, K'etam Perek Egle Arufa, and as the Gemara Masechta Sotah to teach us, Gimel and Bezna Gadol Shebi Yishlayim Ha'yotzin, Hodik Tani Niftaru Zikni Yishlayim V'Holchu Zikni Oseira, U'mevin Egle Arufa, V'Hostam Lik Tani Gimel, regarding the Zikni Ir, there's no requirement to have three, V'Krei Naimi the Maisa B'Gemara B'Medida Ksivi, the Maisa the Psukim that our Gemara bring as the Makar are discussing Medida and not discussing the actual Maisa and the breaking of the calf's neck. Our Gemara begins, Tanur Banam, we learned the Braisa. Once again, just like we saw regarding Smicha Zakenim, the Braisa begins by explaining Rabbi Yehuda's Makar that the requirement to have five Dayanim from the Sanhedrin Gedoyla in Yerushalayim that come to measure for the Egla Rufa. Gemara will now dash in the Pasuk in Pashuk Kisesei that speaks about Egla Rufa, and the Pasuk states, V'yatu Zekenech V'shiftecha U'maddu El Ha'orim Ashesvi V'sechalol. Braisa Tashins, V'yatu Zekenech V'shiftecha Zekenech Shtayim Shiftecha Shtayim. Since the words Zekenecha and Shiftecha are Lashon Rabbim, therefore each one refers to two Dayanim, and therefore there's a requirement for four Dayanim. Be'im Bezen Shakel Masifin Le'in Echad Harei Kan Chamisha Div Rabbi Yehuda. And since we have a klal that we can't have an even bezdin, therefore we have to add on one more dayin, and now we have five dayanim. And as we explained previously, although b'negeya measuring, there is no machlekes, why can't there be a bezin shakal? As l'maisa, there's no psak that's coming out, therefore maybe it should even be good enough to have four dayanim. However, as we previously explained, that since there's a requirement to have a dayin, we see that there's gzeiras hakasev, that we have to have a bezdin. We know that a bezdin has to have an odd number. However, the Yad Ramah actually explains again that there's a svar behind this, that l'maisa there is a potential for machlekes. As we know, there is a machlekes as to exactly where to measure from and which part of a person's body do you measure from. Do you measure from his navel, or do you measure from his nose, etc.? And therefore, we need a bezdin, and it can't be shakal. Raisa continues, Rav Shimon Oimer, however, Rav Shimon argues on Rav Yehuda that zekenecha shnayim, that he only is able to dash him from the word zekenecha, there's a requirement for two dayanim, ve'im bezdin shakal, masiv v'leid echad, harei kan shlesha, and therefore there's a requirement for three dayanim. However, the Gemara asks, Rav Shimon, ha'yishavtecha may obedle, the mic said the pasuk states, shavtecha, and l'chair Rabbi Yehuda is right, that we should see that there's another two day on him, and l'chair there should be a requirement for 5 days on him. And the Gemara answers, ha'humi b'yle, l'michad shibu shavtecha, Rav Shimon actually learns from the word shavtecha, there's a requirement that these day on him have to be from the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, from Yerushalayim, and it can't be regular day on him. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, mizik le'zikanecha nafka, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the word shavtecha to teach us that l'michad shibu shavtecha, as l'maisa, if the Torah didn't require that you had to have members of the Sanhedrin, so then the Torah could have stated v'yatzu ziknei, and by the fact that it says zikinecha, therefore telling us that it's your zikinim, and we therefore can learn from the word zikinecha that it has to be miyuchad shibashivtecha. Therefore, he still has the extra word shivtecha that teaches the requirement to have 4 dayanim and the im bezin shakal masiv only echad harei kan chamisha. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon, why didn't he learn from ziknei zikinecha? And he states imi ziknei, as if the Torah would only say ziknei have mina ziknei hashuk, then we would think that his only requirement have regular dayanim, and even if they're not part of any Sanhedrin, kas rachmana zikinecha, and therefore the Torah tells the zikinecha that these dayanim have to be part of the Sanhedrin, the ikziv zikinecha, but if we only say zikinecha, have mina Sanhedrin katana, we would think that they could come from Sanhedrin katana, and they don't have to be from the Sanhedrin gedayla, kas rachmana v'shevtecha, mimuchal v'shevtecha, and therefore the Torah tells the shevtecha, teach us that these dayanim have to come from Sanhedrin gedayla. The Gemara continues that l'chayra Rav Shimon has a gutaina, and therefore l'chayra there's a requirement to say v'shevtecha. How could Rabbi Yehuda learn anything from the word v'shevtecha? And the Gemara responds, Rabbi Yehuda, gomen zikli zikne, v'samchu zikne edes ideyem, ma'al alon, miyuchadin shbe'ida, afkan miyuchadin shbe'zikinecha, ne'in chanami, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav doesn't have to learn from Zikri Zikinecha. Instead, he learns a Gzeir Shava from the din of Smicha Zikinim al Rosh Paralam Dov Shel Tziba, as the Pasuk states, B'negeir the Paralam Dov Shel Tziba, V'samchu Zikne Eidah Sideyem, as we already learned, that since the Pasuk says Zikne Eidah, so therefore we know we're talking about the members of Sanhedrin Gedela. Since in our Pasuk, B'negeir the Aglarufa, the Pasuk states, V'yatzu Zikinecha, so based on Gzeir Shava, so we also know that the Zikinim that we're talking about, B'negeir Aglarufa, also must be from the Sanhedrin Gedela. The Gemara continues, Iyalef, Leilav Kulum Yasam, the Lamaisa, we have a cloud that in Gzeir Shava Lemechza, and if Rabbi Huda actually has a Gzeir Shava, why do we have to have the Pasuk that teaches us Zikinech V'Shevtecha, and we learn Zikinech Shtayim V'Shevtecha Shtayim, we should just compare the din of Eglarufa to the din of Smicha Zikinim, just like Rabbi Huda previously learned that B'negei Smicha Zikinim, there's a requirement for five Dayanim, therefore we should learn that B'negei Eglarufa, there's also a requirement for five Dayanim. Because of this question, the Gemara responds, Ela Vav V'Shevtecha, Leminyana, that in a Chanami, according to Rabbi Huda, he did not have a Kabbalah to learn a Gzeir Shava. In the Chanami, the only way that Rabbi Huda knows that these Dayanim have to be from Sanhedrin Gedola is exactly the same way that Rabbi Shimon knows it from the word V'Shevtecha. The Meiser, Rabbi Huda holds that the Vav V'Shevtecha is extra, and therefore it's coming to teach us there's a requirement for an additional two Dayanim, and therefore he's able to learn that the Medida that Larufa has a requirement to have five Dayanim from the Sanhedrin Gedola. And the Gemara ends off Rabbi Shimon, and Lacher, according to Rabbi Shimon, why does he also learn from the Vav V'Shevtecha that's a requirement for five Dayanim? And the Gemara states, Vav Leidarish, Rabbi Shimon doesn't dash in the Vav, and Ayin Taisis states that although we find in other places where Rabbi Shimon dashes in the Vav, Taisis explains four lines from the bottom of the Amid, V'Yishleima, Hard to come out Leidarish Le, V'Le Mashma Le, Vav Mishum Le Dashin Le Klal, it's not because he has a Klal, he never dashes the Vav, Al Dafka Lahi, Drasha Kama, he just means that in our case, it's not Mashmat him that we dash in the Vav for this purpose. And the Gemara continues that since we see that we dash in the words of Kenech V'Shevtecha, but the Maisa the Pasuk also states, V'yatzu Zekenech V'Shevtecha, U'maddu El Arma Shesviv V'Sechalol, and the Torah uses Lashon V'yatzu and the Lashon Maddu, which are both Lashon Rabbim, and therefore Gemara is, Elam Ata V'yatzu Shtayim, U'maddu Shtayim, and Rabbi Yehuda, Harei Kan Tisha, and Rabbi Shimon, Harei Kan Shiva, the Lachar, since the Pasuk uses Lashon V'yatzu Maddu, so we should add on four more Dayanim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there should be a requirement to have nine Dayanim, and according to Rabbi Shimon, there should be a requirement for seven Dayanim, and the Gemara answers, that these words of V'yatzu and U'maddu are not extra, as they're required to teach us the following din, as the Brisa states, V'yatzu heim v'le shluchan, that the word V'yatzu teaches us that the Bezdin has to go out, and they can't just send shluchim. When the Torah tells us U'maddu, then l'chari, that would be pashut, and certainly we have to figure out which city the mace was closest to, in order to determine which city has to perform the mace of the Eglarufa, and therefore when the Torah tells us U'maddu, the Torah is teaching us a chiddush, shafil nimsa ba'al l'ir, as even if you'd find a mace that's clearly closer to one city, one may think that Bezdin HaGadol would not have to go and measure, and we continue on Daf Yudal on the base, but Tzarech Lasub B'Medida, and even so, there's a specific halacha that Bezdin HaGadol Yishlayim have to go out and measure which city it's closest to, and as Rashi says, Ba'ol Le'er, Mimufosim Mokal, Shekar V'Le Ezu, Mikol HaYaris, Miri explained that since Bezdin HaGadol Yishlayim will go out and measure, so then there'll be a major call that goes out in Klai Yisrael that there was a story that occurred, therefore potentially Edom will come and will actually testify as to exactly what happened, and we will actually be able to find a killer. The Gemara now continues, Masistin Le Kaitana, the Lamais we saw Machlikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if there's a requirement to have three or five Dayanim, Benegei Medida for Eglarufa, Lamais they didn't mention anything about needing and requiring the king and the Kohen Gadol, therefore our Mishnah is not going like the following Tana. The Tana is willing to the Brisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer, that when the Pasuk tells us, V'yatzu Zekenecha V'Shevtecha, Zekenecha Zu Sanhedrin, the word Zekenecha we learn that there's a requirement for the Dayanim that are performing the Medida by Eglarufa have to come from the Sanhedrin HaGadol B'Yishlayim, and V'Shevtecha, and from the word V'Shevtecha we learn, Zem Melech V'Kohen Gadol, this refers to the king and Kohen Gadol, and they also have to go out and be part of the process. And how do we see that the word Shevtecha refers to Melech V'Kohen Gadol as Melech Dechsiv, as Melech is based on the Pasuk of Mishlei that states, Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Aretz V'Ish Terumos Yarsena, and we see that a Melech is associated with Mishpat, and Kohen Gadol, and how do we see the Lashon of Shevet refers to a Kohen Gadol, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk in Shevetim states, U'basal HaKohenim Alavim V'Al Shevet HaShiyir B'Yamahim V'Dirash V'Gidol L'Chaz T'Va'a Mishpat. His Rosh Masech Tzayit explains, Mash Malei Shevet HaMuna L'Kohenim V'Hainu Kohen Gadol, when the Pasuk states U'basal HaKohenim Alavim, you're going to come to the Kohanim that are from Shevet Levi V'Al Shevet, it's talking about the Shevet that's Mamuna on the Kohenim, and that refers to the Kohen Gadol. And some explain that since it says Eloshin El HaShevet, so it's Mash Malei talking about a Yochid, and therefore it must be talking about the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara continues that although certainly Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not like our Mishnah, as Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov states, there's a requirement to have a Melech and Kohen Gadol and not only have 3 or 5 Dayanim. However, the Gemara now questions that is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov going to be Chaylik on a Mishnah and be Chaylik on a Behuder of Shimon, instead of holding that the requirement for 3 or 5 Dayanim, there will be a requirement for the full Sanhedrin. As the Gemara now is, we had the following Shaila, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Bechad Polig, or Betati Polig, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Chaylik on a Mishnah only in regard to one halacha, or is he Chaylik on both the Dinim? As the Gemara explains, Melech and Kohen Gadol, who the Polig, and will be Sanhedrin Gedela, Ikrab Yehuda, Ikrab Shimon, or Yidilma, be Sanhedrin Gedela, Nami Polig, the Amakulu, Sanhedrin Gedela being on. Then do we say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is only Chaylik on a Mishnah, but the game Melech and Kohen Gadol, in regard to how many Dayanim are required in order to measure for the Egla Rufa, either would hold like Rabbi Yehuda and require 5 Dayanim, or he would hold like Rabbi Shimon and only require 3 Dayanim, but these Dayanim must come from Sanhedrin Gedela and Yishlayim. And if he's there, you have to work out how he would actually learn it from the Pasuk of Zikinech v'Shiftecha, as Lemaisa, we don't have extra Limudim, B'tzarech Biyar. What the Gemara has a tzad, then not only is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Chaylik on a Mishnah regarding Melech and Kohen Gadol, but he's also Chaylik on the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that there's a requirement to have all 71 of the Sanhedrin Gedela actually leave the Sanhedrin Gedela and leave the Lishkas HaGazes and go out and measure for the Egla Rufa. Even according to this tzad, it's also Tzarech Biyar as to how Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would actually know that there's a requirement for 71 Dayanim, and potentially we could explain, and this would answer both of the questions, that since Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that Zganecha refers to Sanhedrin and Shiftecha refers to Melech v'Kohen Gadol, the Torah is teaching us that there's a requirement to have a Choshev Medida and there's a requirement to have a Melech v'Kohen Gadol, and when there's a requirement to have a Melech v'Kohen Gadol, it must be there's a requirement for the full Sanhedrin, or at least to have Dayanim that are on the level of the Sanhedrin Gedola, and therefore even if read the first side of the Gemara, there are extra words and he could use them for a drasha like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef will now bring a brisa, which will be discussing the din of Zakim Mamre. Rabbi Yosef will try to bring a raya, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and he requires all the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin Gedola to go out for Medida Segla Rufa. And as the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya from a brisa, as the brisa states, Matzana Beis Pagi V'Himra Lein, as we know that if there's a Dayan in a city that goes to Eska Shaila from the Sanhedrin Gedola and he gets a psak, and then he disagrees with that psak, then he would be Chayim Misa. And the brisa tells us that if this Dayan found the Sanhedrin Gedola at Beis Pagi, which we show them have different ways to explain the words Beis Pagi, but a Misa is definitely an area that's outside of Lishkas HaGazes and potentially even outside of Yishlayim. If he asked him a Shaila at that time and they paskin, and then he rebelled against the psak and he paskin differently, Yachol Tehem Rasam Ra, you would think they'd be Chayev Chenek, as his rebellion is considered rebellion. I'm a loyman, therefore the Pasuk and Pasha Shaiftim, when it speaks about Zakim Mamre, states, Ki Polimimcha Dabal Amishpa, Bein Dabal Adam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Negel Nega, Divu Rivais Bisharecha, the Kamtav Alisa Lamaka, Mashiv Hashem Al Kechabai, Melami Shamakum Gurim, and therefore we see that the Sanhedrin has to be in the Lishka Gazas in order for the Din of Zakim Mamre to apply. Rabbi Yosef now continues with his Raya, the Nafakama, how many of the Sanhedrin Gedola went out of the Lishka Gazas, and how many did he ask the Shiloh to, as Elaim Miksasan, as if you're going to say that this Dayan met up with a part of the Sanhedrin Gedola, Dilma Hanach the Ikka Gavoy, Kaim Kavase, Lemaisa, that would not suffice, as potentially the rest of the Sanhedrin Gedola, which is still in the Lishka Gazas, would agree to this Dayan's Psak, and Lechur, they are the Rav, and therefore the Psak would be like them, and therefore certainly he wouldn't be classified as a Zakim Amre, and therefore Zakra Yosef, El Pshita, Nafakulu, it must be that the entire Sanhedrin Gedola left the Lishka Gazas, and now he asked them a Shaila, even though they paskin, and he went and paskin against them, they still not considered a Zakim Amre, and Lemai, and why would they leave? Elaim L'Dvarishus, as if they're going out L'Dvarishus, Mimatanafku, then certainly Bezin can't go out L'Dvarishus, Vaksiv, as the Pasuk in Shir Shino tells us, Sharich Aganasar, Al Yechsa Mozeg, Bitnech Arei Mischitim, Suga B'Sheshanim. We know that the Gemara Mesechta Seita dashed into this Pasuk regarding the Sanhedrin Gedolim Yishlayim. Rashi explains in Mesechta Seita, Sharich Zes Sanhedrin Sheyesheves B'Tibur Shalar Tzol. This refers to the Sanhedrin that's in the Melech Sagazes, that's sitting in the center or in the navel of Eretz Yisrael. Aganasaya, Shasuyin Kechatzi Levoy Nagula B'Shur Sishivasan, Kadesh Yukulun Rein Zezeh. And as we know, Sanhedrin sat in a semicircle like the crescent of the moon, and therefore we call the Sanhedrin Agan Hasar. We know Sar refers to the moon. The Pasuk tells us Al Yechsa HaMezeg, at least 1/3 of the Sanhedrin has to stay in the Lishka Gazas, and they can't all leave at the same time, and there always has to be at least the Sanhedrin Ketana, and at least the Bezen Chaf Gimel has to remain in the Lishka Gazas at all times. As Rashi explains, V'Hashim Be'echadin Mamnes, and as we learn on Daf Lamed Zayin, Al Yechsa HaMezeg, Im Nitzuch Echem Hem Latzeis, Im Yesham Esfim V'Shloisha, Kenegas Sanhedrin Ketana Yoytzei, V'Im Lav, In Yoytzei, and if not, they can't leave. So we know when diluting a cup of wine, ratio of water to wine is 2 to 1. As Taisa states, v'hainukim mezigah dal chatre, v'avagad the stam mezigah chatras, and even though the standard mezigah is 1 to 3, as the Gemara states in Masechet Shabbos, however, Taisa explains that that is actually not the standard mezigah, and hainu dafka rova t'hoi rog limzer kain shu k'mishpat mezigah chatras, al shabbat adam ha'ivin yayin chazak a mezgin al chatre. Those that like very strong wine, they would dilute their wine based on a ratio of 2 parts water to 1 part of wine. 5 lines from the bottom of Taisa Dibur Maschal al Yachsa Mezeg, Taisa points out the Yesh Mefashim al Yachsa Mezeg Shle Yachsa Begematria Mezeg Shu Chamishim. They shouldn't dilute the Gematria of Mezeg, which is 50. Avli Chosim Mem Tes Ein Lachish to Mishdai Chapez Vein Bezun Shakel Mesifon and Echad Harekin Chavgimol. And therefore, we see the requirement of 23. Ayinim Iri, who points out that even though 23 is not a third of the Sanhedrin, as 23 times 3 would be 69. However, Meiri explains, when multiplying by 3, the maximum number that you would have is 23 dayanim. Agamar continues that finally Rabbi Yisrael brings a raya, el pshitul dva mitzvah, and therefore it's poshut that the reason why the Sanhedrin were at Lishas Hagazis and the way that the dayan met all the Sanhedrin is because they went out with dva mitzvah, and hechidami lavin medinis egla, it must be that they were going out in order to measure for the egla rufa. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he ended going point to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the amakul Sanhedrin being on, that requires the entire Sanhedrin to measure for the egla rufa, and therefore we see that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is chaylik on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon of Mishnah, and it's chaylik on both dinim of Mishnah. However, the Gemara tells us Amalei Abaya, that Abaya responds to his Rabbi Rabbi Yosef loy kagoyin shiyosel lahisav al eir al azaris. You don't necessarily have a raya, as potentially the reason why Bezin left Lishon HaGozes is because they went out to be meisif on the city of Yerushalayim or to be meisif on the azara. He did plan, and as we learned in our Mishnah on that Bezim and Aleph, a meisif al eir al azaris el Bezin shel shem echad, that the only way to increase the size of Yerushalayim or the Azaris or the Beis HaMikdash is only with the Rishus of the 71 Dayanim. As Rashi points out, then the Gemara Masechet Shavuos, the Gemara actually goes through the entire process, and not only did the Sanhedrin have to go around Yerushalayim, v'tzorach l'kaddish ha'tesvis, b'shtei taitis of Ashir, and they also had to be Makadish the additional area that they added onto Yerushalayim or the Azara with 2 Kabbanis Taida, as well as with Shir. And although the Gemara seems to say that the Sanhedrin Gedolah would have to leave the Beis HaMikdash in order to be Makadish the Azaras, certainly the Gemara is lav dafka, as the Gemara only means that they would have to leave in order to be Makadish an additional area of the city of Yerushalayim. As regarding the Azaras, they would be in the Beis HaMikdash in any case, and that would not be an issue. And the Gemara now continued that although Abaya tried to bring an alternate way to understand why Sanhedrin would be out of the Lishkar Gazes, and he stated it might be that they went out Lohisav al Eir al Azaras, however, ultimately the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef Raya is a proper Raya, and it must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov actually holds that the requirement to have Ayin Aleph of Sanhedrin in order to measure from Medidas Hagala, as Tanya Kavasir Rabbi Yosef, as we have a Brisa like Rabbi Yosef, that the Brisa states Matzana Beis Pagi Behimer Alein Kegoyin Shiyotz Medidas Egla Lohisav al Eir al Azaras Yochesh Tam Rasim Raah Tam Leim Kanto Lisa Lamakim Lamisha Makim Gerim. And we clearly see from the Brisa that the Brisa tells us that one of the potential reasons why Bezin will leave Lishkar Gazes is Medidas Egla, as well as Lohisav al Eir al Azaras. But the Maisa we see a Raya to Rabbi Yosef, and not only is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Chelik HaMishnah B'Negiyah Melech and Koy Gadol, but he's also Chelik B'Negiyah the Din of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and he states that there's a requirement to have 71 Dayanim measure for the Egla Rufa. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us see the top 3 Taisis. As the top Taisis states, Masis L'Kaitano Teimo Yim Mishun Masis L'Cheshiv Melech V'Koy Gadol Hachin Ami Eshkon Gabi Yim Masif Al Ira B'Ine Melech V'Nasiv Urum V'Tumim Beis Taisis V'Shir K'Tanam Perik Beis Shvuas Dalam Maisa B'Negiyah Yim Masif Al Ira. Our Mishnah doesn't mention the entire process and only mentions what's in the gate to Sanhedrin, as our Mishnah is talking about the number of Sanhedrin that we require, and therefore maybe our Mishnah is even going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and we still didn't mention Melech V'Kohen Gadol, as the Maaseh that's not relevant to the Dinim of Mishnah, and as Taisa states, V'chein Gav Metzino Melchama Sevishos, to mean Melech Meshuach Melchama Kedam V'Gemara, V'yishlem V'chol Hanav L'Choshev Kulu Migli El Shem V'Echlu Chedayu, as over there we're only speaking about the 71, and that's why we don't mention anything else. Av L'Hocha D'Sagi B'Gimel Rebehei, but over here what is the only requirement to have 3 or 5 Dayanim according to Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon, in East of the Tzarech Melech V'Kohen Gadol, have a little Mr. Behedya, then if we require a Melech V'Kohen Gadol, then the Mishnah should specify this halacha, Ayin Sham. And Ayin Taisi Dibu Maschal Melachim and Shamakim Goyim, where the Gemara stated, since the Pasuk stated, V'Kantav Elisa Lamakim, so we learn now, Melachim and Shamakim Goyim, Taisi points out, V'Afgadu Maisi Sheni Ksiv Nami Mokim, U'Maisi Sheni Nechal B'Chol Eir, that even though B'Negei Maisi Sheni, the Pasuk states, D'Loshim Mokim, we know that you could eat it in the entire Yishlayim, and not only in the Beis HaMikdash, Hocha Gabi Sanhedrin, Le Mikri Mokim, El Lishkar Gazes, Somach L'Mach L'Shchina. But over here, the Loshim Mokim has a different definition, as we're talking about the Sanhedrin, and their Mokim is the Lishkar Gazes, which is next to the Mach Achan Shchina, Yid Amma Be'ezim Koyman, and as we learn, Meseches Zvachim Gemiri, the Sanhedrin Mechalke Shehuda, Veshchina Bechela Begdomin. Finally, Ayin Tezid Yim Maschel Ilin Ledvar Shus Minafki, Ve'acha Tamashel Ben Abayim, Shehechlon Beisam, and even though we know that the Sanhedrin Gedoyla didn't always have 23 people in the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, as certainly they were able to go home, and they didn't always have to stay in the Lushra Gazes, Kid Amin Ben Achlokin, however, Zach Tezid, Ho'hoil Kol Echel Ve'echel Vadai, Ve'lem Mishrami Shim Tzu Kulim Biachad, that certainly they would go individually, and they wouldn't all go together, and therefore it didn't make sense that one dayan from out of town would find the entire Sanhedrin outside of the Lishkat Gozes, unless they left the Lishkat Gozes as a Sanhedrin, and they went together to perform their official duties, measure for the Egla Rufa, or to be Meisav Ala Ir Vala Azaris. And Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Neter Ravai, Meisav Sheni, Shein Dom of Yudun, Bishloisha, Ayin Tesu explains that all Neter Ravai, or Meisav Sheni, where it's difficult to determine what the value is of these payers, there's a requirement to have three appraisers, and we'll read the Taisis and get back to this point once we learn our Gemara. And the Gemara begins and brings a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Ezel Maisa Sheni Shein Dom Yudun, what is classified as Paris of Maisa Sheni, where you don't know the value, Paris Sharkivu, we're referring to Paris which were rotten, Viyayin Shechrim, and Yayin that became sour or became vinegar, or Moy Shechlidu, or money that became rusted. Since there isn't a standard value, therefore you have to bring three appraisers and they have to appraise its value. And the Gemara continues with another Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Sheni Shein Dom Yudun, as our Mishnah mentioned, there's a requirement to have them appraised, and then you appraise them by bringing three professionals. They will determine the value, and some explain that we're not talking about professionals that will actually appraise it, but will actually bring three potential buyers, and they will actually bid, and there will be an auction as to buying the Maisa Sheni. And the Braisa continues, however, you can't use three people that are not buyers, and the Braisa also tells us, and it would be valid even if one of these three Lukuchais is a guy, and Afilu Echemen by them, and even if one of these Lukuchais is the actual owner, as Lemaisa is not a din Torah, and is no dinim of Edim, and therefore there is no psul being a Geya Be'edus. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rabbi Emi is the following question, what would happen if you had three Lukuchais, but they actually are business partners, and they share the assets, can they all act as the three Lukuchais, or would we say that since they're partners, and therefore they think in a very similar manner, so therefore they can't be the three professionals that will determine the value? And the Gemara states, Tashmau, bring a right from Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, Ishu Shtei Nosha, Poydim Maisa Sheni, Shein Yom Vidun, that if you have a husband and two of his wives, they could determine the value, and they could be Poydim Maisa Sheni, Shein Yom Vidun, and Lemaisa and Ishin Shtei Noshev share resources, and as we know, that a wife's panasa goes to a husband, and a husband has to support his wives, and therefore, Lachari, we should bring a raya to the Shaila Rabbi Yimya, that three business partners can determine value of Maisa Sheni, Shein Yom Vidun, and the Gemara answers, that's not necessarily a raya, as Dilma could go in Rapapo Bas Abasura, that Bryce is talking about a case that's similar to a scenario of a papa and his wife, who was the daughter of Abu Surah, and she had her own money, and therefore they didn't share resources. But in a chenami, if there would be a husband and two wives, and they do share resources, then maybe they can't actually appraise the value of Maisa Sheni Shein Dom Yuduan. Now that we finish this Gemara, let us see Taisa's Diba Maskel Netter Vayu Maisa Sheni Shein Dom Yuduan, Loikoya Netter Vayu, that the words in Dom Yuduan is not going back from Maisa Sheni, as there's a requirement to have three appraisers in all cases of Netter Vayu. And even if it's Dami Viduan, the Chemuch of the Gemara, the Tani Braisa, Ezu Maisa Shein Dami Viduan, our very like Tani. And the Maisa, this seems to be clear, as the Braises that we just brought down will discuss cases of Maisa Shein Shein Dami Viduan, and didn't mention anything about Neter Vai. And Taisis bothered Alachir, what would be the difference between Neter Vai and Maisa Sheni? And Zak Taisis, Vahinu Taimim, Matech Adam Lord Lechel Paris Netiazu, that since people are excited to finally be able to eat these pears that are part of Neter Vai, as the first 3 years of a tree, the tree is Orla, even in a normal case, we're concerned that maybe they'll give a faulty appraisal. However, Taisa states, certainly there's no requirement to have three appraisers. Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah. The Mishnah states, "Hakdeshes b'shloisha, ha'erchan amtatul b'shloisha, Abihuda ime echem and koyin, v'akakoyis tishav koyin, v'adum kiyetzben." L'maisa, before beginning our Gemara, let us point out that the Torah has three pashas in Pashas B'chukosai that discuss redemption of Hakdesh. One pasha, the Torah speaks about a case where a person says, "The The Torah then speaks about a case where a person is makdish something which is metaltalin to Beis HaMikdash, and the third case is where someone is makdish kaka to the Beis HaMikdash. In the first pasha, the Torah mentions the word kayin three times. In the second pasha, the Torah mentions the word kayin another three times. And the fourth pasha, benegeya kaka, the Torah mentions the word kayin four times. We will get into further details on that tezvav, but the Maisa, our Gemara now states, Masisin loy kaitana, that our Mishnah is not going like the following Tanya. And once again, the Gemara will state that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanna at the Brisa states, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ima afilu tinush legdish tri chasar b'nei adam uftesa. Even if someone wants to be poida or some sort of a fork of hegdish, you have to use 10 people to appraise this fork. And the Gemara states, only a popla baya bishlam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov the amik Shmuel the amik Shmuel asar kehanim ksuvim pasha. Then we can understand the actual makar for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's din as he holds like Shmuel. And since, as we mentioned, the Torah mentions the lashon koyin 10 times within these three pashas, therefore the Torah is teaching us that in all scenarios there's a requirement to have 10 people to appraise the item. El Rabbanon shleishim minalu, but according to Rabbanon, was the makar that should only require 3 people in order to appraise or assess the value of metaltlin that belongs to hegdish. V'chitema dechsebu shleisha. And if you're going to say that since regarding hegdish that's metaltlin, the pasuk only mentions the word koyin 3 times, then by Kaka, where the Torah only mentions the word Koyin 4 times, then the Rabbanan should also argue Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in that case, and they should only require 4 people to appraise Kaka of Hegdish. And if you're going to say that in Chinami, that the Rabbanan would argue Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov even in the case of Kaka, but Lamaisa Mishnah states, Hakakois, Tishva Koyin, that certainly regarding Kaka, the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that there's a requirement to have 10 people that appraise this piece of Kaka, and therefore the Gemara states, Alamayid, Mishalim Bu Asara, and if you're going to say that the reason why the requirement for 10 people b'negeya kaka is because l'maisa, once you get to the pasha of kaka, at that point the Torah already mentioned the word koyin 10 times. Therefore, as the Gemara will explain on that tesvav, we learn out that there's a requirement to have 9 people plus 1 koyin in order to appraise kaka of hegdish. And if so, the Gemara is hekdeshes the mishalim bushisa libo shisa. And since when the Torah speaks about the pidyon of metaltlin of hegdish, it speaks about in the second pasha, and at that point there's already mention of 6 koyhanim. Then l'chari, when being paid the metaltlin of hegdish, there should be a requirement to have 6 people to appraise the value. And the Gemara ends off kasha that in chenami there's a kasha, and ayin rashi do masal tzinura mazli katan shetavim b'izav. This is some sort of a small fork which was used to weave threads of gold. And ayin tesis who brings down that there are 2 other mentions of the lashon tzinura in different places in Shas. One in Menachis, which is speaking about the menorah, the mechatan b'sapsilas and mekamchem b'saneiris, which was also some sort of a fork. And there's another mention in Masechtas Yuma that tells us the Kohen Gadol was loivish mahapuch b'tzidura mashma shahainu mazlik shemahapuch b'ayveri tamid, and this was some sort of a pitchfork that they would use in order to turn over the avarim of the tamid that was on the mizbeach. And ayin teisu ends off Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish tzinura at tzinura, and this refers to some sort of a firewood. And we will stop over here.